This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
216-474-0092. Mitch had us talking some Guardians about last night, and you know, Stephen Kwan coming back and all these different things. But one thing that I think hasn't been hit on enough, because we get so lost in the sauce sometimes on, you know, this team and are they going to be buyers and sellers and do the Dolan spend enough money? That's always what this topic sort of leads back to. But I do think, like, what's interesting is year one of Stephen Vogt was pure brilliance.
Yes.
The guy could do no wrong. He was walking on water. Everything he touched turned to gold. Everybody was like, oh, the transition from Tito to Stephen Vogt has been flawless. They made the right choice. The team was really cooking. They had the little losing streak in, I think, like August, like around this time of year. And then they were right back at it, made the playoffs and get to the ALCS. And it was like, this is the perfect, other than winning a World Series, the perfect like first season for a manager.
Yeah.
This year, I have seen more and more, I've seen vocalized more and more, especially on social media, critiques of a lot of in-game decision-making from Stephen Vogt. And to his credit, the team, like, we talk so much about the lack of talent on this team, the lack of bats on this team. The fact that he has this group above 500 is commendable on all fronts. Like, there's no denying that.
Certainly.
And it is a 162-game season. I say this all the time with managers. Like, there are going to be decisions that just get magnified across the season that it's like, yeah, that wasn't the best. When you have that many games, you're bound to make mistakes along the way. But it has become, especially the last couple months, like extra high attention paid to some of these decisions. I care, like, whether it's pinch hitting guys in the wrong spots or pinch hitting it for a guy who maybe like is hot or just hit.
Well, it's like pinch hitting for Manzardo the other day is certainly one of them. Like, I do think some of those decisions,
leaving pitchers in too long.
Yes. Like, I think you can look at that yesterday with sending Logan Allen out there for the seventh inning yesterday.
Yeah.
Probably not the right move. And then considering that, oh, that's where Baltimore took the lead in the seventh inning. Like, those are the things where he has not been perfect this year. I think it's fair to say that last year was a much better managerial year for him, but I don't paint this as, you know, the Guardians are 500 because of Stephen Vogt. Like, I just don't think that if you're going to assess blame for this team being where it is as opposed to where they were last year, I don't think Stephen Vogt is one of the culprits here. But I don't think he's been as good this year as he was last year. But it doesn't mean that my opinion on him as a manager has changed all that much, because I think guys are going to go through this, especially when you are a young manager that is not that far removed from being on the other side of things, being in the clubhouse as a player. I think these things do take time. And I think that what we saw last year, and even some of the growing pains that we've seen this year, I still have a lot of faith in him long-term as a manager of this team. It's just some of the moves that he's made in-game decision-wise have been sort of head-scratching at times. And I do think, to be fair to him, a lot of his job is more about what happens between noon and first pitch every day, as opposed to what happens between first pitch and the end of the game. A lot of what a manager does happens behind the scenes, and I think he's been very, very good at those things. But I do think some of the in-game stuff has left a little bit to be desired this year, and I hope that this is something he learns from, and you think back to, okay, well, next year we can talk about, we see the growth in him and he looks much more like the manager in game that he was last year as opposed to now.
So admittedly, like, I didn't watch as many games last year. I've watched a lot more games this year than last year. A lot of that had to revolve around like the TV stuff. Like,
sure.
It's more
much
accessible.
Easier to watch this year.
Easier, more easily accessible this year. Also, though, like, and you can relate to this, Danny, like, you cover the Cavs. Like, you can only, we all have a certain amount of like fan width, if you will, like the ability to consume so much. And when you're at Cavs games on certain nights during the fall, like, there's just, and even in the spring, once the season sort of starts and you're in playoff mode, it's hard to catch some of these Guardians games. And so I'm the same way in covering the Browns. Like, I have a priority I have to focus on, and then the Guardians can come on later. Summer is easy. Like, I could turn the games on and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
But I lived in, like, the condensed games last year. I still like those condensed games if
they're
I miss
great.
A game.
I mean, that's what
but
I went.
But last year, that was, like, my dojo. But I do wonder, like, and I don't think this is the case. Did we just, like, not... Because, again, knowing I didn't watch so many games last year, were these same things happening last year with Stephen Vogt, and we just didn't really talk about it because they were winning? Because my reference point is, like, I just think if it was happening last year, I would have seen more even on social media. I know social media is not a real place, but this year it just seems like it's extra amplified on social media. And I don't know if that's just because they're losing and it's happening, and maybe the same things happened last year, but they were winning, or if it's just straight up like, no, he's definitely making more decisions this year that aren't necessarily what you're looking for in certain moments.
I don't have the data to back this up, but it does feel like he's making more of the decisions this year, as far as that goes.
Like, let me throw something out at you to think about, though. All right. They started 40-20 last year. It was an incredible start, right?
Yep.
They went 51.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-51 after that.
Correct.
They're 51-51 right now.
So if they go 40-20 the rest of the way,
right.
they'll be in the same spot.
Yes.
Steven,
but you know what the difference will be?
No bad decisions.
The difference will be like, well, why'd they wait so long, right? So I do think he made a lot of decisions last year that we didn't necessarily agree with, but you chalked it up to him being a rookie. If he didn't win manager of the year last year, and he won it because he started 40-20, it wasn't anything else. He started hot and then wrote it out. And that's what you, when you jump out to a 15 game lead or whatever they had, just write it out. Just don't give it up, basically, right? The same thing that happens in a baseball game. Instead of chasing out, you just go get the three they're putting in front of you and move on to the next thing, right? So I think if he doesn't start out that way and win manager of the year, I don't think we're as critical on him right now with some of the stuff. It's still boneheaded decisions,
well,
right?
Do you think the criticism is fair?
A lot of it is he's doing what he has to do, especially like one of the biggest problems that people had early was who he put in the two spot. He didn't have a lot of options there.
Yeah.
It seems like Angel has, you know, jumped to the front of the line of being that guy, but he still has days, you know, when Kwan was out last week and Angel had to lead it off where Nolan Jones is batting in the two hole, Manzardo bats in the two hole. Like, they're just doing anything to fill in that spot and walk that line of having a guy that maybe is a little speedier and can get on base in front of Jose, and then also just, like, who's got it right now?
Yeah.
Who can give me anything right now to put in there when you have guys like Rocchio, who you know, he's had to go
lately,
away.
But
he had to go away for a minute. Sure. I told the guys on the show I needed a break for Brian Rocchio, and that, like, we were in a relationship. I was in my fan relationship. It's not that I didn't love Brian.
Did you need a break from Kendall Lyman? Is that why they're off this week too?
Well, yeah, I told him to get out of here because I prefer another week, but I'm sure they'll show up on Monday. We'll do that show again. I think Stevens, overall, knowing what he's doing, we've used the ingredients analogy a ton. The chef can only cook with what ingredients he's given, and he's not the guy buying them. So
yeah,
sometimes you gotta slum it up and tell your kids, like, this is a 5-star meal, and you know, we barely got hamburger helper here.
Well, and I don't want to lose sight of that. Like, I that is at the heart of this. He still deserves a ton of credit for,
no doubt. Yeah.
To your point, Owen, like, taking the ingredients he's been given, like, he's shopping at you know, I don't know. I don't want to disparage any
well,
local.
But you're gonna.
No, Dollar Tree. I got one. Yeah, he's shopping at Dollar Tree, and some of these other teams are shopping at Heinen's, right? Like, he just doesn't have the same ingredients, so that's fair. And he does deserve a ton of credit for that. I think it's remarkable that he's kept the team where it's at, but I do notice that there's been more criticisms lately of that, and I've just kind of wondered, like, where people's heads are at with, like, what grade they'd maybe give him for this season versus the first season.
I think for me, the thing is, I'd like to see Kyle Manzardo just play every day. Like, I don't want to see him get pinch hit when a lefty's up there. Like, I would like, because he is somebody that you look at and say, yes, he is part of the future of this team. And I don't know what he's going to look like if he plays every single day. I don't know what he's going to look like if he's not pinch hit against a left-handed pitcher in the seventh inning in a game. But I'd like to see. I'd like to find out. I'd like to have that guy that the Guardians should, I think, have a lot of hope in, have those opportunities. I would like to see. The bullpen is, I think, a strength of this team still. I would like to see that bullpen, and I understand you can't tax it, but on a day like yesterday, I don't know that Logan Allen needs to go out there for the seventh inning. Like, I just think some of those decisions are they're not easy decisions, and I'm not trying to say that they are. But those are the areas where I think that Steven Vogt has consistently this year left a little bit to be desired.
Yeah, I would agree. Twitter reactions brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland Schmier Jewelry Store. Jim Correo, this guy.
Oh, we're doing this again.
He's back again. And I almost.
You're like Mitch trying to pronounce Nico's last name here.
I still can't get his name right. He says, you're right. A lot of criticism on Vogt this year. Not sure how much is fair, though. Dude's hands are tied with talent. He's not perfect, but they have like the third best record in baseball in games of two runs or less. He needs some credit for that. He also said managers aren't magicians and seems like he's doing more good things than bad. I think that is the overall premise here. He is doing more good than bad.
Yes.
He's taking a team that other managers maybe would be, you know, one of the worst teams in baseball, and he's kept them afloat and he's made them competitive, and they're in this wild card conversation because of it. I just think this year there's a lot more criticism, and some of it's probably is highlighted because of the things that Owen brings up. Like, he was manager of the year last year, so higher expectations, all those things come into play. But where is your head at in terms of Steven Vogt, how he's been as a manager? What grade would you give him for his efforts so far this season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.